and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Friday, the 11th of November. Spanish filmmaker Juan Manuel Cotelo has released a new movie featuring radical conversion stories of gang members turned priests and prostitutes leaving their former lives to follow Christ. He said to the Catholic News Agency, "What prescription can you give me that is more effective than allowing oneself to be conquered by the love of God? I am convinced that there never has, nor ever will be anyone who has put the prescriptions of Jesus Christ into practice and has not been healed of all their wounds. No one." Known for his smash hit documentary, The Last Summit, Cotelo's new movie titled It Could Happen to You will be released today and will be available online and in stores worldwide. Conversion stories include a former Colombian gang member who joined the priesthood, a divorced Masonic woman who attacked the church and is now a devout Catholic, and the testimony of a Mexican gay prostitute who discovered that the love of God was greater than his sufferings. In an interview with CNA, Cotelo said that God gives men and women purpose in life and that no one can find happiness by running away from him. A full interview is available on the Catholic News Agency website. Australia's Catholic Migrant and Refugee Office has renewed its call for Australia to expand its humanitarian program after the latest deaths of asylum seekers, with 8 people dead and up to 70 people missing after their vessel sank off Java. The director of the ACMRO, Father Maurizio Patena, said Australia had been content to resettle about 13,500 refugees annually for more than a decade, and that while this was generous in comparison to many countries, it was simply not enough. The Vatican and a US-based biotechnology company are holding an international conference in Rome to garner worldwide support for adult stem cell research. The aim of participants is to replace similar experiments on human embryos. The 3-day conference, titled Stem Cells, Science and the Future of Man and Culture, was sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Culture and the firm NeoStem. NeoStem's Dr. Robin Smith said, "We're embarking on a multi-year journey with the Vatican to usher in a new era of regenerative medicine." Vatican officials are at an advanced stage in studying the possibility of a papal trip to Mexico and Cuba in the spring of 2012. Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, the Vatican spokesman, told reporters yesterday that the nuncios to Mexico and Cuba have been told to inform those governments that the Pope is studying a concrete plan to visit the two countries, responding to the invitations received from them. The Mexican government and Mexican Catholics repeatedly have said they'd like Pope Benedict to visit, and the visit to Cuba would be related to the 400th anniversary of the discovery of the image of Our Lady of Charity of Cobre, the patroness of Cuba, and it would also encourage the people in an important period of their history. That's it for today's news. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you again on Monday. God bless.